In a day of violence and high drama, former President Jacob Zuma's MKP failed to gain control of KZN. With me is Democratic Alliance provincial leader, Francois Rogers. Welcome, sir.
Thank you very much, Chris. Good to be here.
What a day. So the motion of no confidence in Premier Thami Nthuli was defeated, but that defeat was met by violence. Tell us all about it.
It was indeed, Chris. You know, I think the people of KwaZulu-Natal and the broader public at large can now see what to expect under an MKP government. Clearly, there's no, you know, today, once again, there was no clear direction tabled. It was purely, to gain power, to gain access into the government with no clear direction whatsoever. And it descended into further chaos, you know, when we'd done the voting and the speaker had then closed the sitting down. She was hit in the face by an MKP member of the provincial legislature. The secretary of the provincial legislature was also pushed around. You know, this is after we've just reiterated the 16 days of activism against abuse of women and children. And you have a party like this that feels absolutely nothing. It was shocking and quite frankly nauseating.
And earlier the speaker had to suspend the sitting because MKP was so unhappy that they couldn't vote in secret.
Exactly. The speaker had given a clear ruling in her opinion. And she said to MKP, you know, if you're not happy with my ruling, you can challenge this ruling at the end of the sitting. There are procedures, but she'd made a clear ruling, and her ruling was on past precedent that had been set and on certain other votes that were taken, motions of no confidence, where the secret ballot was not allowed. So, you know, she covered all her bases, but MK, you know, like a spoiled child, just wouldn't accept it.
Well, the day started with violence. Even before they got to the chamber, clashes between the IFP and MK supporters.
Accusations.
Naveen.
Chris, I wasn't aware of that. Obviously, we were huddled inside the provincial legislature. And, I wouldn't be surprised. What I do know is that the police had given a clear directive that none of the parties were to march. They could assemble. We were given assembly points. And we could speak to our party members there, but MK didn't listen to that, and apparently they marched towards the provincial legislature. And again, here we have to ask SAPS, you know, why are they not, enforcing their regulation?
Back to the voting. Give us the numbers, please.
Well, it was quite chaotic. The numbers at the end were 40. Opposing the motion and 39 in favor of the motion. Remembering that in terms of the Constitution, a motion of no confidence, you need 41. You need a majority of the number of members in the legislature, not present in the House. So it was 40 to 39, which means MK didn't get the 41.
Please recap for our viewers what led to this motion of no confidence in the Premier.
Well, look, the MKP would be the right people to ask that question. But basically, they came up with a litany of accusations against the Premier that he was missing in action, that he'd taken a trip to New York, and various other what we found to be baseless accusations. And again, you know, today the MKP had the ideal opportunity to put evidence on the table of exactly what they were accusing the Premier of, but they couldn't come up with that evidence.
Okay, so what now? At least the budget. Remind me, what's the budget for the province? So that budget is now safely still in the hands of a government of national unity.
Well, look, at the moment we're still on the 25-26 budget. So the new budget cycle is yet to begin. So nothing happens as far as our existing budget is concerned. We also passed the adjustment budget last week. The MK, of course, abstained from the adjustment budget, which is also questionable because we were given an additional 3.6 billion rand into the provincial fiscus, and in particular to assist the Department of Education and the Department of Health. Now, you ask yourself, you know, if you're interested in dealing with the challenges in a province and you go and abstain from a vote that gives you additional money, you've got to ask yourself, what is your motive?
Robertson, a small town in the middle of nowhere where a wine farmer claims to have sold a Volkswagen up to e-buy cars.
A farmer.
What car did you really sell them?
A VW.
Right here in Robertson.
Small town, but we know about e-buy cars.
Yeah, but what's a farmer doing with a VW up?
It was just a runaround.
Cool cover story. And I see you traded it in for this, like a double cab Danay. Well, were they all out of Rangers?
We buy cars, the easiest way to sell your car by far.
Now, Francois, going forward, GPU in KZN.
Chris, we're committed. We've always been committed. You know, it's a coalition that's presented some challenges, but I think we've done remarkably well. I don't think the majority of people would have believed that we would have lasted a year and a half. You know, we've had our differences of opinion, but we've dealt with them in an amicable way. We've dealt with them as leaders, as professional leaders, contrary to what we saw here today. And I believe that it bodes well. We can continue to work together. We can continue to put the interests of the people first and make sure that we deal with some of the challenges that the province continues to face.
And what are your priorities going forward?
I think our biggest priority remains poverty, inequality, and job creation. And we do that through ensuring that we create a stable political environment, an environment that welcomes investment. You know, if you have political instability, if I was an investor and I saw that mess going down in the legislature today, I wouldn't hesitate to take out any money that I had in the province. And I think this is where the GPU's getting it right. And I think that bodes well. Just recently, the Premier, myself, and the MEC of Etia welcomed just over 100 billion rand investment into the province centered around job creation. That's what we've got to continue to do. Then we'll deal with poverty, inequality, and job creation.
So former President Jacob Zuma was present today in the chamber when all those disruptions went down.
I was sent a message to say he'd arrived. I didn't see him. He sat up in the gallery. And that's all I can say. Clearly, he must have been quite happy with the way his commanders behaved, because if I was a leader of a party and I was in a legislature and that's how my party members were behaving, I'd make sure they get a message to sit down and behave and take part of a, you know, what should be a democratic process.
Do you think the GPU on a knife edge in KZN is stronger now after what happened today than what it was before the motion of no confidence?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Today, I think we face the worst. And what we now need to do is reunite as a government of provincial unity and ensure that we stick to our principles and we stick to the targets that we've set ourselves. And I can tell you now, from an IFP perspective, from an ANC perspective, from a DA perspective, and from the NFP, that will be our focus.
Thank you very much. That was the Democratic Alliance leader in KZN speaking to BizNews after the government of provincial unity in the province survived a power grab by former President Jacob Zuma's MKP. Thank you.